This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to end a working relationship or partnership professionally. A clear, step-by-step process for closing a professional chapter with dignity. In short, ending a working relationship professionally is not about finding the perfect words. It is about having the courage to be clear, the discipline to be brief, and the respect to do it properly. Decide and commit before you begin the conversation. Say what is ending and why, without blame or excessive explanation. Close with specific next steps so both parties know exactly what happens after you leave the room. Definition: ending a working relationship is the deliberate, direct process of formally closing a professional partnership or collaboration. It requires clear communication, honest reasoning, and agreed upon next steps to allow both parties to disengage with mutual respect and minimal disruption. I watched a man I respected deeply lose a business partnership he had spent 8 years building, not because the split was wrong, but because he could not bring himself to have the conversation directly. He hinted. He delayed. He softened every sentence until the other person genuinely did not know what was happening. By the time the truth became clear, the relationship had curdled into something neither of them could salvage. The ending working relationship conversation he avoided for 6 months caused 10 times more damage than an honest talk would have. Ending a professional relationship is one of the hardest things you will do in your career. It is hard because the stakes are real reputation, money, daily work, and sometimes years of shared effort. Most people avoid the conversation until they are so frustrated that they do it badly, or they rehearse it so carefully that it sounds rehearsed. This article gives you a process that works. Not comfortable necessarily, but clean, respectful, and done. Why this conversation is so hard to get right. The difficulty here is not about knowing what to say. Most people know, roughly, what needs to be said. The difficulty is that ending a professional relationship sits at the intersection of several fears at once. You fear hurting someone who has invested in you. You fear the other person's reaction in the room. You fear the professional consequences, the talk, the reputation, the loss of referrals for goodwill. And underneath all of that, there's often a quieter fear that you might be wrong, that you're making a permanent decision based on something that could still be fixed. That last fear is the most dangerous one. It keeps you in a situation that is no longer working, hoping that time will resolve what only a direct conversation can. If you have already read about how to rebuild trust after unresolved tension has damaged a working relationship, and it has not helped, that is a strong signal. Some relationships can be repaired. Some need to end. Before you say a word, what must be in place first? Do not enter this conversation until you have done 3 things. First, be certain the decision is made. This is not the moment to raise your concerns and see what happens. If you're genuinely uncertain, that is a different conversation entirely, and it needs to happen before this one. When you sit down to end the relationship, the decision is final. Any sign of ambiguity will give the other person grounds to argue their way out of it, and you will leave the room having committed to nothing and damaged everything. Second, know your practical ground. What happens after this conversation? Who retains what? What are the handover requirements? What commitments remain on both sides? You do not need to have negotiated every detail before you speak, but you need enough of a plan to answer the immediate practical questions that will follow your decision. Third, choose the setting with care. This conversation belongs in private. It belongs in a scheduled meeting, not an ambush at the end of a call. Give the other person enough notice to show up without being blindsided, but not so much that they spend 3 days catastrophizing. I need to speak with you privately tomorrow afternoon. It is important is enough. How to end a working relationship or partnership professionally. Step 1. Open with the decision, not the preamble. Most people open with qualifications: how much they have valued the relationship, how difficult this has been, how much they respect the other person. All of that may be true, but opening this way delays the point, builds false hope, and often feels manipulative once the real news lands. Open with a clear, direct statement. Something like, I have decided to end our partnership, and I want to talk through what that looks like for both of us. That sentence does the work. It names what is happening. It signals you are open to proper conversation about the process. It does not leave the other person guessing while you build up to the difficult part. Step 2. Give the real reason, plainly and briefly. This is where most endings go wrong. People either give no real reason at all, leaving the other person confused and unable to process the decision, or they give a comprehensive case for the prosecution, working through every grievance until the conversation becomes an argument. You owe the other person a real reason, not a complete history. A clear, honest statement of the core issue, the direction of the business has shifted, and our working styles are no longer compatible, is honest. We have a fundamental difference in how we handle financial decisions, and I do not think that can be resolved as honest. Keep it to two or three sentences. This is not a negotiation. You're explaining, not justifying. If you need help framing this, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy has useful language for opening hard conversations with clarity rather than confrontation. Step 3. Let the other person respond without defending your decision. After you have stated your reason, stop talking. Give the other person space to react. They may be surprised. They may be angry. They may, in some cases, be quietly relieved. Whatever the reaction, your job in this moment is to listen without retreating and without reinforcing. Do not respond to the reaction by softening your position. Well, perhaps we could revisit this in a few months undermines everything you just said. Do not respond by escalating. And another thing that has bothered me turns a closing conversation into an argument. Acknowledge what you are hearing. I hear that this is difficult, or I understand this is not what you expected, are enough. You are not asking for permission. You are treating the other person with the respect of letting them react, and then moving forward. For situations where the reaction becomes heated, the principles behind how to de-escalate arguments during meetings can help you hold your ground without the conversation spiraling. Step 4. Acknowledge what was genuinely good. This step matters, not as a diplomatic softener, but as an honest act. Very few working relationships end because everything about them was wrong. There was usually real work done, real effort given, real value created. Name it specifically. Not it has been a pleasure, which means nothing. Something like, the work we did on the original launch was genuinely strong, and I want you to know I have not lost sight of that. Specific, true, and proportionate. This is what allows both of you to leave with your professional reputations intact. People remember how endings feel. A clean acknowledgement of what was real costs you nothing, and it is one of the most powerful things you can do for the long-term health of your professional reputation. Step 5. Confirm the practical next steps. This is where many endings stay unfinished. The emotional part of the conversation happens, and then both parties leave without clarity on what actually happens next. That ambiguity becomes the source of further tension, resentment, and sometimes legal difficulty. Before you leave the room, confirm. What is the timeline for the transition? Who is responsible for what during that period? How will this be communicated to others, if it needs to be? Are there financial obligations still in play? And what is the process for resolving them? You do not need to resolve every detail in this conversation. You do need to agree on what happens immediately after, and when you will address anything that remains. If unresolved needs or conflicts are part of why the relationship is ending, how unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy gives you language for naming those clearly before you close. Step 6. Put it in writing. After the conversation, send a brief written summary of the decision made, the key practical points agreed, and any outstanding items with timelines. Keep it factual and direct. This is not a letter of grievance. It is a record that protects both of you and makes the next steps clear. Do not use the written follow-up to relitigate what was said. The conversation happened. The decision is made. The written summary simply confirms the ground that was covered. When the other person will not accept the decision. Some endings are not clean. The other person pushes back, argues, threatens, or refuses to acknowledge the conversation happened. This is more common in longer partnerships where the power dynamic has been unclear, or where one person has significantly more to lose. Here is what to do. Restate the decision once, calmly and without new arguments. My decision has not changed. I want to work through this process fairly and professionally. Say it once. Do not repeat yourself multiple times in the same conversation that signals doubt. If the conversation escalates into conflict, name the dynamic without escalating it yourself. I can see this as very difficult, and I want to give you time to process it. Can we agree to speak again in 2 days once you have had time to think? This gives them a way out of their immediate reaction without you abandoning your position. For high conflict situations, where both parties have dug in and communication has broken down entirely, the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate offers a structured approach for creating a workable path forward even when emotions are running high. The deal method for resolving conflicts that are fracturing team synergy is also worth reading if the dissolution affects a wider team. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where these conversations break down. These are the three failure points I have seen most often, each one understandable, each one avoidable. The mistake. Softening the message until it loses its meaning. Why it happens. You want to minimize the pain of the moment. What to do instead? Say the difficult thing clearly, then be kind around it. The clarity is not the cruelty. The cruelty is making someone guess. The mistake. Over-explaining to the point of inviting negotiation. Why it happens. You want the other person to understand and agree with your reasoning. What to do instead? Give one honest reason, briefly. You do not need their agreement. You need their understanding. The mistake. Waiting too long until resentment has built a point where conversation cannot be clean. Why it happens. Avoiding discomfort is human, but avoidance compounds interest. What to do instead? Have the conversation when you first know it needs to happen. The earlier, the cleaner. If conflict has already surfaced in group settings, how to handle conflict during meetings gives you tools for managing the fallout with other colleagues who may be caught in the middle. Your pre-conversation checklist. Use this before you enter the room. Number 1. I have made the decision, and it is final. I am not entering this conversation to explore options. Number 2. I know the core reason I am ending this relationship, and I can state it in 2 sentences. Number 3. I know the immediate next steps timeline, handover, and any financial obligations. Number 4. I have chosen a private setting and a scheduled time. Number 5. I have thought through the likely reaction and how I will respond without retreating or escalating. Number 6. I am prepared to acknowledge what was genuinely good, with one specific example. Number 7. I will follow up in writing within 24 hours to confirm what was agreed. If you cannot complete every item on this list, you're not ready yet. Take another day. Get clear on the items you cannot answer. Then go. The thing worth remembering. Here is the truth of it. The ending working relationship conversation you're dreading is almost never as damaging as the one you delay having. In 60 years of working life, I have rarely seen a clean ending destroy a professional reputation. I have often seen a slow, muddied, avoided ending do exactly that. You do this well not because it is easy, but because the other person deserves a straight conversation. Because your own professional standing is worth protecting. And because you deserve to close what is not working and move toward what is. Ending a professional relationship with clarity and respect is not a small act. It is one of the most honest things you can do in a career. Frequently asked questions. What does ending a working relationship professionally mean? Ending a working relationship professionally means closing a business or employment partnership clearly, respectfully, and directly. It involves honest communication, proper timing, and leaving both parties with their dignity intact. The goal is finality without unnecessary damage to reputations or ongoing trust. How do you start an ending working relationship conversation? Start by requesting a private, scheduled meeting. Open with a clear, direct statement of your decision, not a preamble of qualifications. Say what is ending, why it is ending in plain terms, and what happens next. Do not leave ambiguity about whether the decision is final. What should you say when ending a professional partnership? State your decision clearly and early in the conversation. Acknowledge the value of the work done together. Explain your reasoning without blame or excessive detail. Confirm the practical next steps. Keep your language calm, direct, and specific. Avoid apologies that contradict the decision you've made. Is it wrong to end a working relationship by email? For most professional relationships, ending by email alone lacks the respect the other person deserves. A direct conversation, even a brief one by video call, honors the investment both parties made. Follow up in writing afterward to confirm what was agreed, but do not use email as a substitute for the conversation itself. How do you end a working relationship without burning bridges? Be honest without being brutal.
Focus on the practical mismatch rather than personal feelings.
Give the other person space to respond without defending your decision.
Close with specific, genuine acknowledgement of what worked.
People remember how you ended things far longer than how you began them. What are the most common mistakes when ending a professional relationship? The most common mistakes are softening the message until it loses clarity, over-explaining in ways that invite argument, and delaying the conversation until the relationship has deteriorated badly.
Each of these creates more pain, not less.
A clean, respectful close is almost always kinder than a prolonged, ambiguous one. Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.